With me in this interview is Jeff Simmons, the driver of the number 17 ethanol car. And Jeff, we're coming up on the Kansas City Motor Speedway race. What are your thoughts on the season so far, and what are you looking forward to when it comes to the race this Sunday?
Kansas is always an exciting race for the fans, and it's one of the more anticipated races, I think, especially the July 4th weekend. It's kind of very patriotic. It just adds to the whole experience, and this track lends itself to a really exciting close finish racing, and kind of close quarters racing. We're running inches apart side by side here, lap after lap. So, you know, certainly all of us at the Ray Hall Letterman team, and especially everybody at Team Ethanol, you know, we got the opportunity to test here a couple weeks ago, and we think that we're going to, you know, that this is where we can start to turn the corner. We're able to get a little more data, a little bit more information about the Dallara chassis, and the engineers have had a little bit of time to go through that, and I think this is going to be the most prepared we've been for a race yet this year.
Well, you've been through several now with Team Ethanol and the Ray Hall Letterman racing team. How does it feel to be racing at this level and with this against these highly competitive racers who are out here?
And this is where I've wanted to be and wanted to be racing for a long time. So it's great to be racing against these guys. You know, it's a lot of top caliber drivers here. These are some of the greatest drivers in the world. But you know, we don't just want to rest now that we got to this level. We want to show that we're one of the best. And I know that everybody involved with this ethanol program, ethanol is being used in all of the Indy cars, and we're already showing that it's a high performance fuel. But everybody involved in the program, obviously, this is kind of, it's important to all of us to be up front. We want to get a little more competitive than we are, and start being consistently a threat to be in that top five and everything, and hopefully get a win here this year.
Looking at ethanol as a fuel in your cars this year in part and in total next year, how is that helping in terms of the competitiveness of racing at this level?
I think one of the first things is that the Honda has had less engine failures than they've had in the past. I mean, there's been very few engine problems this year, and I think some of that is obviously a direct relation to the use of ethanol. You know, you don't have guys having those problems, you end up with a much more competitive series. Everybody knows they can rely on their engine. They know that they're going to be making equal and strong horsepower. And, you know, we're getting better fuel mileage this year than the Indy cars have in the past. All of that is kind of bringing everybody closer together. I mean, it used to be that some guys would be able to get away with a crazy fuel strategy, and it doesn't seem that you can do that as much this year because everybody's getting such good fuel mileage. It's almost like they have to make the races just a little bit longer to make it harder, you know, to finish to get that sort of aspect back into the competition. But going to 100% ethanol next year obviously is going to be great for the program to really show consumers that, you know, hey, that we're on 10%, which you can run in your car, but, you know, here's why you really want to do it, because if you run 100% and if we're able to ever get to that point, you know, we're going to be able to show that it really helps your car perform better. And we're showing that this year with the reliability of the engines.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff Simmons, driving the number 17 ethanol car in the race this weekend. For Ray Hall Letterman Racing, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman.